Remember, I said earlier that my mother thought her maiden name of Schmitz was German. Well, in fact, as a travel agent years ago, my wife and I would get free tickets, and off we went to Europe. And before we chose the destination, it's like, well, we've been to England several times. We've been to Frankfurt. We've been to London. Well, here, they go to Icelandair. They go to Luxembourg City. Let's go to Luxembourg City. Fine and good. Off we go on a nice trip. Before I left, I said to Mom, now we're going to Luxembourg, Netherlands, and Belgium. Schmitz is German, as you've always said, right? Yeah, Schmitz are German. I said, well, we're not going to Germany, so I won't bother doing any family tree work. By the way, I had completed my father's Norwegian side at that point, so I was kind of into all of this and wanted to take advantage of going over there. So we go on the trip, great time, come home. I then started doing family tree work like within the next week up at the courthouse. It took me 2 days, and I wish you could have this recorded. I'm in the little room in the courthouse with the records, and I yell out, son of a gun! Loud as can be, the girls in the office, what's the matter, Terry? And I came out and told them. Not only was I not German, but found out that my great-great-grandfather, Peter Schmitz, was from Luxembourg, but I was in the town that he was from in Luxembourg, and I didn't know it. I thought, what a wasted opportunity that was. So I've then gone on to get way into my my Luxembourgish history. In fact, I helped found and am the current president of the Luxembourg Heritage Society of Southern Minnesota. We're not a very big group, but we're a dedicated group. In the course of all of that study, I found that my great-great-grandfather was here during the war and had records that he was conscripted or enlisted in the militia to help in the two battles of New Ulm, as was his brother, Jacob Nicholas Schmitz. And more importantly of all, their sister, Mary Schmitz Ryan, is actually fairly notorious or well-known for her role here. There is a plaque on a building downtown New Ulm. As a kid, we called it Eibner's. It was a restaurant, coffee shop. On there was a plaque. And I'm sure, I just envisioned myself knowing me. As a 14-year-old kid, I probably leaned against this plaque, watching teenage girls go by, probably catcalling them. And never once did I turn around and read it and go, oh, da-da-da-da-da, Mary Schmitz Ryan in charge of a gunpowder keg in the basement with women and children to blow themselves up if the Indians had taken the town. I never once thought, ooh, Schmitz, Mom's maiden name, was there a connection? I didn't think to ask that. Well, in fact, she is that. She's my great-great-grand-aunt, I guess would be her lineage, and so has some notoriety here. There's a famous poem in Luxembourg, it's true, so it's not folklore, but in Luxembourg history, she's called Dommeldinger Mary. Dommeldinger is a corruption of the town they're from, Dommeldingen, and Mary, her first name. And it's a story. It's actually turned into a poem of her great Luxembourgish courage as she resists the oppressors and the Indians attacking the town. And so she's got fame both on this side of the Atlantic Ocean as well as back in Europe. Once a year for the last, I believe, 6 or 7 years, a friend of mine, a man from Luxembourg, René Daubenfeld, has brought groups of Luxembourgers to the four states that were most settled in America, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin. And we do a tour here. They stay in New Ulm 2 nights. And when they find out that I'm related to Dommeldinger Mary, it's like to the person on this tour, they know about it. So she's got some fame over there. If the Indians had taken the town, which when I tell the story, I work at the part of my job at the New Ulm Chamber of Commerce I'm in charge of the visitor portion of the visitor center and training the volunteers and all of that. And when I tell the story, if I'm the only one in there, I say, doesn't that speak to the terror that the citizens here felt, that they were willing to, if you have to think of it, really give it some thought on what it is, they were willing to commit mass suicide rather than be captured. That, now, for right or wrong, not judging anything else other than just that incident, that's pretty telling. That the fear was that great, that let's kill ourselves and loved ones rather than be captured.